Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. Your encouraging verse of the day, Genesis chapter 16, verse 3. Then Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, and gave her to her husband, Adam, to be his wife after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan. Okay, now, as I said in the previous podcast, you know, now Abram has doubted God now that he would have his. Now Sarai is taking matters in her own hands. Like I said, you know, what the just Jewish custom was is like Hagar was a substitute wife for Abram so she could have a child because Sarah could not bear children. You know, God promised them that they would have kids now so you have a child. So as you can see now, Sarai is taking matters in her own hands. Now their marriage is getting tested here, okay? And what it is, their marriage is getting tested here because the devil is creeping in and giving them doubt and a lack of faith that God is going to make his promise happen. You know what I'm saying? God promised what he was going to do. God promised he'd have descendants. God promised it. And that's the will of God. You can't stop the will of God. There's nothing you can do to stop God's will in your life. And God's will in our life was have descendants, was have this child. But as you can see, the flesh took over. The devil creeped in. And now their faith is being tested. And now Sarah just took matters in her own hands and said, hey, guy, take Abram and go get pregnant, you know. Have a child so I can be the mother of it. So as you can see here, when this happens, this is a trick of the enemy. We got to recognize that enemy. The devil's going to trick us and tempt us every way that he can. And see, as you can see here, now their faith is being tested. God promised them and God's going to see it to pass. But one thing about it is we have to wait on God. That's the ticket. That's the ticket right here in this story. The ticket is to wait on God because God's time is the perfect time. And that's the thing about us. When we ask God for something, we got to wait on him. Okay? If you're asking God for something right now, wait on him. Let his time be the perfect time because his time is the perfect time. Wait on God. Keep seeking God for that answer. He's going to give it to you. It's going to come to pass and his glory will be revealed in your life. It's just like Abram said, if they would have waited on God for that plan to be in our life, now they got a little bit of a mess here. And that's what happens to us too. When we don't wait on God and we take matters on hands, things get messy, don't they? Yeah, they do. We just mess up everything. And that's what happens in our lives. But we have God, hallelujah, right there to be with us all the time. Hallelujah. He's always there by your side. Hallelujah. So seek the Lord today. If you're asking God for something, keep seeking him. Keep asking because he's going to see it to come. You're going to see it come to pass. And God's glory will be revealed in your life. Hallelujah. And you can say, hey, look what the Lord has done for me. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Let me pray with you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, whoever listens to the podcast, I pray, Lord, you just be with them for your glory. I pray, Lord, that you just touch them right now. Lead, guide, and direct them. Bless their day, Lord. Whatever they're asking for, God, I pray, Lord, you touch them right now, God, for your glory. Be with them, Lord. We want to thank you for this day that you bless us with. We want to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. And thank you, God, for always hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for listening. I want you to have a blessed day in the Lord.